Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
Shakespeare said, "How much sharper than a serpent tooth is an ungrateful child?" Well, an ungrateful anybody is bad news. What we want to talk about today is how you can be genuinely thankful all the time. And we have so much to cover. I hope you've got your notepaper and your pencil ready. I know you'll want to take these thoughts down. They're that important. Not because it is I who am saying them, but because they come from the scriptures. Let's take a first look at the scripture and learn the first thing about being thankful. Number one, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises. It's a good thing. It is good to be a thankful person. And if it's good to be thankful, then it's bad not to be thankful. Now, there are some benefits of being thankful, so let's look at some of them. Drop these down. Number one, being thankful is a key to having a good church, a good church service. Look at the scripture. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." Look at it now. "Be thankful unto him and bless his name." A church service that doesn't begin with expressions from people who are genuinely thankful is not really going to have the right ambiance about it. It's not going to have the right motivation. It's going to lack a whole lot, as we'll see in a few moments. Here's another scripture. "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Thankfulness is the key to having a good church service. And then thankfulness is a key to mental competence. I tell you, these five or six items are so important, I don't want you to miss them. It's the key to mental competence. Here's what the scripture says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Look at it with me. "Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and they weren't thankful." Now watch this. "And because of that, they became." Whenever a person is not thankful, they become, look at this, "vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart is darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they become fools." An ungrateful person, an unthankful person, lacks mental competence. We're going to see that really clearly before we finish today. But the third key of thankfulness, it is that it's a key to seeing accurately. Same verse, just a little addition that I've added. Watch this now. Right out of the scriptures, "They profess themselves to be wise, but they become fools." Now watch this. "They became fools and they changed the glory." When a person is not thankful for everything in life, they will begin to use their imagination and change the reality. And in this case, they changed the glory of God from what it was. Can you imagine that? But that's what happens. In fact, when a person is not thankful, they will no longer be able to see realities the proper way, whether they look at God or anything else. But let's look at another verse that says the same thing in a little different way. This verse says, "I will praise the name of God with a song." Now watch this. "Magnify him with thanksgiving." Thanksgiving is like a magnifying glass. Now, when you magnify something, you don't really make it bigger. You just make it more visible. You see what is really there. A person who is always thankful will see God more clearly. Not just God, but other people, as we shall see in a moment. Because being thankful is a key to being able to see accurately. And then thankfulness is a key to maintaining peace. Now, this is a significant one. This scripture says, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you are also called in one body." And look, and connected to this peace is this being thankful. A thankful person is at peace. An ungrateful or unthankful person is just simply never satisfied, always stressed beyond what they should be because they're unthankful. The fifth key is that Thankfulness is a key to getting answers to prayer. Look at the scripture with me. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Look at this. When you're praying, do it with thanksgiving and let your requests be made known unto God. Oh, so much praying today is more like grumbling. We call it prayer. People bitter, trying to twist God's arm to get him to do things. They try to manipulate God. A child that comes to a parent who's already grateful can expect a normal response. But if they're griping and complaining, doesn't work too good. It's the same thing with God. A key to getting your prayers answered is being thankful. When you pray and make supplication, do it with thanksgiving. And at that time, with thanksgiving, with that attitude, with that disposition, with that character quality fully developed in your life, then make your requests be made known unto God. The sixth thing about thanksgiving, it is that it's a key to financial blessing. It is very directly connected to God's blessing you financially. Here's what the scripture says. Look at it with me. For he that ministereth seed to the sower, let him both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Well, watch the next verse with me. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Now, we're not finished. Watch the next verse with me, because this is what it says. For the administration of this service, this giving, this not only supplies the need that the saints have, but watch this, but it gets added abundance and blessing to it by the thanksgivings that we give to God. God responds to a thankful disposition with more blessing. So it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Let's do a real quick summary. If you haven't got it already, notes. Number one, it's the key to having good church services. Number two, it's the key to mental competence. Number three, it's the key to seeing clearly. Number four, it's the key to maintaining peace. Number five, it's the key to getting your prayers answered. And sixthly, it's the key to financial blessing. No wonder the Bible says it is a good thing to be thankful. Well, the question, however, that's before us is how to be thankful all of the time. You see, it's really important to understand a difference between periodic thankfulness and a disposition. Now, I want you to catch this definition in your notes, because when we talk about thankfulness today, we're talking about thankfulness. It is a primary spiritual disposition that will always lead to positive results and dynamics in your life. And watch this. Unthankfulness, conversely, is a primary spiritual disposition that will always lead to negative dynamics in your life. It is a disposition. Now, let me see if I can illustrate that. I have a cup here of water, and this is everybody knows the illustration of looking at a cup that's either half full or half empty, and all depends on how you look at it. And I tell you that a grateful person sees it as half full and welcomes it. Look at this. Look at what I got, and rejoices. An unthankful person sees what's missing. Now, I don't want to just talk about the cup being half full or half empty. In this illustration, I want to change this for a moment, because now, instead of this being a glass, or a glass with that's half full or half empty, let's assume for a moment that this is your wife or your husband. The thankful person will look at the spouse and look at all these wonderful qualities that's in the bottom half of the glass. The unthankful person will look at the other part of the spouse and what's missing, and will never give thanks for this, but will always be griping about this. It happens not just with spouses, it happens with parents, it happens with children. You see, an unthankful person always puts a negative spin on everything. Give him 5, he wants 10. Give him 10, he wants 15. You see, the thankful person, on the other hand, sees the positive realities in everything and everyone. Now, I really want to get down and let you see how this happens. We must understand that thankfulness really is a primary spiritual disposition that will lead to positive results in life, and unthankfulness is a primary spiritual disposition that will lead to negative. Because you see, a person can have a false perception of the value of a gift. If somebody sees is offered something that they think is expensive, then with great elation they express some thankfulness. But if they don't see the value in the gift, and we have learned to make quick judgments on a whole lot of things in our life, and to either be thankful or unthankful based on the value of the outside stimulus. When thankfulness is really a learned character quality, it's a spiritual disposition. So if someone, instead of offering you a gift, offers you hard work opportunity, you may not see that hard work opportunity properly. And it's probably more valuable than something that's appears to be free. And that's why people get caught up chasing trinkets and tinsel and stars and spangled and wrapped up and everything that looks good. You see, there are scriptures that the unthankful person has a problem with, and I want you to see some of them. Let's look at this. Look at this now. In everything, give thanks. Now we got a problem. Because you see, the way we've learned to be thankful based on the outside stimulus doesn't fit the scriptures. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. On Thanksgiving Sunday, whenever that is coming up or has been, we probably all heard about the wonderful things for which we should be thankful. We probably listed off, we preachers probably did, listed off, we all ought to be thankful. Look at this good thing, this good thing. You know, but look at the scriptures, doesn't deal with it that way. Look at this, look at this. Giving thanks always, look at this, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? Giving thanks for all things. That's a spiritual condition, a predisposition. That you don't just say thanks based on how great is the stimulus of what you perceive the value of the gift to be. It's a condition of your personhood so that you can be thankful all the time. And you say, well, how can I be thankful all the time? And I'm going to give you the key. There is one key that will enable you to be thankful all the time. And in just a moment, I'm going to share it. Before that, I want you to see the rest of this verse. Take a look at this verse again with me. Because it ends with, look at that, we're talking about being thankful always for all things. Now watch this. And in the same verse, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Giving thanks always for all things. Submitting yourselves to one another. Now watch this. This is about relationships. You see, some are only thankful for the perceived value in the other person. And that precludes genuine acceptance of that person. We pick and choose the parts of a person that we perceive are likable or admirable, and we discard the rest of this. And so a man who looks at his wife may congratulate her for a few things, but if he's not thankful, he won't be grateful for the weak things, only the things he thinks are strengths. When the fact of the matter is that we are all a mixture of weaknesses and strengths. Now, the biblical view, and if you please, the Christian viewpoint, is quite different. In fact, the scriptures teach us that when it comes to looking at the members of the body, the other Christians, those which seem to be more feeble are necessary. 1 Corinthians 12:22. Look at in verse 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comely. They're not, won't look nice, but we bestow more abundant honor on them. You see, our problem today is we would rather get rid of the thorns in the flesh because we don't see their value. But the scriptural, the Christian view, is that every weakness opens up tremendous new possibilities. And that's why Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather, listen to this, glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, if you please, in persecutions, and even in distresses for Christ's sake, because when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, every weakness in your mate has a potential, as much potential as their strengths. That's why the scriptures show us not only to be thankful for all things, all the time, but also for all people. Look at the scripture. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and look at this, and the giving of thanks, look at this, be made for all men, not just a select few that we think are worthy of them, because we're to be grateful for everybody and everything about them. Now, just before I give you the key to being thankful all the time for all things, and I know that as you're listening, you may say, well, this is almost impossible. How can I give thanks for all things? And I'm going to tell you the key to it in just a moment. And it may seem strange to you, but when you grasp this principle, you will never be the same again. You'll be thankful all the time for everything. Before I give you the key, let's first spend a moment on the consequences of not being thankful. And it comes, we begin here, Romans chapter 1, because when they knew God, they glorified not as God. Look at the scripture. Neither were they thankful, but became. There are consequences to unthankfulness and ungratefulness. When a person is unthankful, they become something. This scripture is about to tell us what they become. Number one, look at it. They become vain in their imaginations. They don't see things. Look at, when a man looks at his wife and looks at the half-empty side of her instead of the half-full size, he will fill up with weird imaginations about her. He will concoct strange ideas. And the friction and the rejection, all kinds of ungodly imaginations, because when a person focuses on the negative, remember that primary spiritual disposition brings all kinds of negative things into existence. Well, the scripture says not only become vain in imagination, but their heart becomes darkened. Look at this. They profess to be wise, but they become foolish. Look at this. They change realities. They change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image like a corruptible man. In fact, the next verse says they change the truth of God into a lie. Look at this. God says there's no cure, there's no help for this condition. For this cause, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their flesh, and that led to sexual deviation and preoccupation with sensual things, evidence of an ungrateful person. And then look at this. Scripture says that an unthankful person becomes filled with all kinds of unrighteousnesses and then begins to list them for us. Get ready. Here we go. Fornication, sensual preoccupation of all sorts, wickedness, covetousness. When you're unthankful, you go shopping all the time, always wanting something more. Maliciousness, that is, they become deliberately harmful. Your whole personality gets twisted by being unthankful. We become full of envy. We want what somebody else has. We wish they didn't and we had it. That's envy. And look at this, murder. May not be actually killing somebody, but wishing they were not, in our own hearts. Debate and deceit. Look at this list. Goes on. Malignity, which is full of ill will towards others. Because you see, the person who's still concentrating on the half-empty side of things wishes ill to others. all kinds of terrible things. They become whisperers, and look at the scriptures as backbiters. They speak slanderously. They become haters of God. They become despiteful. That simply means they become full of spite or full of malice. They become proud and boasters. And they become, look at this, inventor of evil things. Because this negative, unthankful focus, they put a negative spin on everything. And they begin to invent evil. Look at this. Disobedience to parents. Children who are not thankful to parents are not going to obey them. It's that plain. Look at this. They become without understanding. They don't know what's really going on in life because they can't see properly. They've been blinded, if you please, by this unthankful spiritual disposition. They break their word. Covenant breakers. They become without natural affections. And this is they become implacable. That is, they can't be placated. That means they're impossible to please. I want to slow down for a moment if I can. You can never please an unthankful person because they have a spiritual disposition that leads them to focus on what you didn't do or didn't give all the time. No matter what you've done, their focus is on the negative. They become unmerciful. Well, this is not a very nice picture. Unthankfulness leads to so much disruption in personal relationships with spouse, with children, with parents, with God, and even with ourselves. The consequences of not being thankful are not nice. But let's get back to you. Question is, how can you become a thankful person? Like the scripture says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, submitting yourselves to one. How can you be thankful for everything? And here's the key. Are you ready? Don't miss this. The reason why Paul could write that we should be thankful for all things is because he'd already written a divine truth that you and I need today to know explicitly and implicitly. Here it is. Look at it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that called or walking according to the calling, the purpose that God has for them. I want you to notice three things about this text. Number one, it's about all things. Secondly, it's about all these things working together. And thirdly, they're all working together, look at this, for your good. Three aspects, vitally important. You can give thanks for all things if you know that everything, good, bad, perceived, expensive, or cheap, or good or evil, is really working for your good. You are indomitable. You become steady and stable and stress-free. That's why James said, boy, when temptation crowds into your lives, listen to Philip's translation, don't resent it as intruders, but welcome it as a friend. Realize it has come to test your faith and to produce in you. And he goes on to list what it does. You see, temptation, rejected by others but accepted by us and thankful for it, becomes an opportunity to conquer. Becomes an opportunity to show loyalty to God and to the principles of Scripture. Becomes an opportunity to humble ourselves. Becomes an opportunity to call upon God. See, we tend to reject suffering. But you know what? In the Scriptures, they rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name's sake. Well, the important thing is that we learn to have this thankful disposition. And you can have it if you'll get this truth deeply embedded in your soul, that everything is working together for your good, then you can give thanks for all those things.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.